Where are you? Are you in bed? Or are you leaving the first human footprint on Mars? Are you jogging? Or are you about to pull off the heist of the century? Are you in your car? Or are you praying those red eyes in the darkness can't see you?
Every time he sees me, his eyes light anywhere. Up.
Audible.
I can
get
almost
first
hear his heartbeat
free,
faster.
Feel every word.
He looks at me the same way he did when we first met.
Terms apply.
For him, it's love at first sight every day. For me, it's heartbreaking.
Loving someone who's living with dementia is not easy. For support, advice, or to make a donation, visit dementiasa.org.
You're listening to Vuka Online.
You are rocking with the best.
Hi there, and welcome to Healthcare Hour with Colleen Quist. Today, we're going to be having two guests instead of one, but let's go back to what the show's about. Really, healthcare is my passion. It's not only somewhere where you get huge help, where you have so many carers who work in healthcare. It's also about a space for us to provide a platform for healthcare workers, for medical professionals, whoever they are, to make sure that they are seen, they are heard, and that they have a voice. Often when we work in caring, when we care, we often care about everyone else to our detriment. And so this show is to say, you know what, healthcare professionals are very needed, they're very necessary, but they are people. More about me, I am a life coach, I am a business coach, I work with medical professionals as a confidential sounding board, and it's really about how do we collectively make healthcare better together. The show, as you know, Healthcare Hour with Colleen, it is also on VUCA Online Radio, and we are the inspiration radio station. So instead of the bad, gloomy news, it's about how do we inspire, how do we uplift, how do we educate, how do we collectively make the world better. Today's topic is dentistry, of all strange things, teeth that we all have, but specifically teeth for children. So pediatrics, which is the word for children, pediatric dentistry. And I have two guests in the studio, and we're going to introduce you to them straight after we have a break.
How do you know the life or personal coach you're about to work with is who they say they are? How do you know if they can do the job? At the Africa Board for Coaching, Consulting and Coaching Psychology, we can tell you. So before you share your secrets and spend your money, check with us first. Visit www.abccp.com. or call us on 012-751-7608. The ABCCP, the professional body for coaches.
Broadcasting worldwide online 24/7.
It's VUCA Online, your inspiration radio station.
Welcome back. You tuned to Healthcare Hour with Colleen Quist. Today we are looking at teeth, dentists, children. And I have two special guests in the studio today. They are Dr. Lundiwe and Dr. Mariki. I can tell you, let's let them say hello first. Hi, ladies.
Hello there. It's wonderful to be on your show. Thank you, Colleen.
Hi, Lundiwe.
Hi, Colleen. And to our viewers, good day.
Thank you so much. Okay, so let's dig into some bios on these ladies. Londiwe Sibisi Maboya is the founder and director of Kids Dental Home. She's been involved in oral healthcare industry for over 10 years. She has a diverse background in tertiary training of student dentists as a part-time lecturer at both Oral and Dental Pretoria University Hospital and Sefako Makhato Oral Health Sciences University. She has also experienced in the managed healthcare industry where she worked as a dental advisor. But, you know, we all start our careers and then we find what we're passionate about. And so she then decided to follow her passion and pursue her interest in pediatric dentistry. She runs a private pediatric practice in Montana, is in Pretoria. And in addition to this, she recently launched the first pediatric dental practice at the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital. Londiwe is involved extensively in community outreach and specifically dental programs. And it's there, you know, that while she was out in the community that she realized that there was definitely a need for mobile dentistry. So seeds get sown, seeds get nurtured, and they grow. And lo and behold, she launched the mobile dental clinic in 2020. Londiwe is currently serving on the Executive Outreach Committee of the South African Association of Pediatric Dentistry. And furthermore, Dr. Londiwe believes in a holistic model to healthcare. So it's about where she's going to practice what she's going to teach her patients. And it's very much about being a wellness coach, a keen cyclist, and she takes special interest in active, healthy lifestyle. So most impressive, Dr. Londiwe, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Colleen, for that wonderful.
It's always interesting when we hear what people read about us. Yes. Okay, so moving on to Dr. Mariki Weekly. She qualified in dentistry at the University of Pretoria, South Africa, in 1989. And she's been in private practice ever since. Her vision is to make a difference in the lives of her patients, colleagues, and dentistry in South Africa. So not only do we have to uplift patients, we're also uplifting dentistry, which is so important. Okay. She focuses on pediatric dentistry, and treating children is her absolute passion. She is on the board of directors of the IAPD, which is International Association of Pediatric Dentistry, as representative of nations for the period 2019 to 2023. Dr. Weekly facilitated the winning bid for South Africa to host the IAPD International Congress in Cape Town for 2025, and she is the chairperson. She was also the chairperson and organizer of the first IAPD African Regional Meeting in March 2018, which led to the second regional meeting that took place in January in Nairobi, Kenya. She's currently facilitating a new alliance, Unite Africa Research, and it is her dream to bring pediatric researchers and private practitioners on the African continent together. Remember, as Africa, we can. We are. Mm. Dr. Weekly is the media past president and international liaison of South African Association of Pediatric Dentistry. She's past president of the Gauteng South Branch of the South African Dental Association and served on the National Council. She founded the outreach program of the South Africa in 2009 and is involved in various community outreach projects. She's currently the senior dentist of kids dental home practice at the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital in Johannesburg. So, most impressive. Thank you, Mariki, too. Thank you for being our guest today.
It's such a pleasure. I think both of us, Londiwe and I, what brought us together is just our passion, and that you'll see throughout our talk with you. Our passion is what keeps us going, and that's what makes us just love our job so much.
Okay. All right, so let's start with Londiwe. Why dentistry? What grabbed you in dentistry as opposed to any other specialization?
You know what, for me, it's actually a funny one because it was actually a personal encounter, a personal experience. You know, I had problems growing up as a child, and my dad, you know, took me from this doctor and that doctor. I needed ortho treatment, and he couldn't afford it. But he had, you know, he used to be one of those dads that really took care of his family, you know, and I remember him taking me to this other orthodontist, and we took a taxi, traveled like for about 2 hours for something that he wouldn't even afford. And when I got there, I didn't even know there was a type of a dentist that you call orthodontist. But that was an aha moment for me as a child to say, oh, wow, I think, you know, because daddy then, that was a red tape for us. You know, he couldn't pay for the treatment. So I said to myself, I'm going to take it upon myself that I educate myself in this field, because I want to first of all sort myself, and then I can help others, because if I can't afford, how many out there also don't afford? So that's just how it was, just through a personal experience.
Okay, so that's really beautiful. And for our listeners who can't see your teeth, Londiwe, we need to thank your dad, because they are absolutely beautiful teeth.
Thank you, Colleen.
Yes.
So thank you for that. And Mariki, your journey into specifically dentistry?
I think I always wanted to do medicine, medicine as such. And since I was a child, I fixed everything from a little animal to anything, even dolls and anything. My dad's an engineer, and I also loved engineering. I used to help him a lot. And I had to do a job at school to, you know, just to earn some extra income. And I was asked by our dentist to come and assist them on Saturdays. And there I saw dentistry as the perfect combination between medicine and engineering, because people don't realize it, but dentistry is so technical and so much science, and it's interesting, and there's so much physics and science and maths and chemistry in there that that is why I chose dentistry, and I'm so happy that I did that and not general medicine.
So yes, so much science, engineering, and also in a very small space.
Yes.
But you can see how chance things that have happened to us as young people have come back and have allowed us to choose our career, have allowed us to choose our direction. So it's pointed us to where our calling and our purpose is.
No,
okay,
really-
so now, yes. So both of you have chosen to work specifically in pediatrics with children. Mm-hmm. How come is that?
Well, let me start by saying that I met my mentor many years ago, probably 30 years ago when I just started dentistry, Professor Sid Setzer. I did a postgraduate study at WITS. And everyone in pediatric dentistry knows him. He was just so passionate about the children. And I mean, he's passed away now, but he was a huge person, but he used to even go on the floor and look at the kids from that played with them on the floor. And I was just so amazed by his passion, and it just all spilled over to me. And, now, at this stage, I'm only seeing children. So his passion really started my whole career in pediatric dentistry.
Okay, thank you. And for you, Londiwe, is it related to you being the little girl who needed better teeth?
For this one, it's different. For this one, it was when I was still involved, because I've been involved with undergraduate training of students since actually vets, you know, at some point I was at the University of Witwatersrand. And it's during that time when we go out for outreach and we would be going to the nurseries and preschools. You know, whenever we were out, it would just do something in me. And I knew it's there and there, that definitely kids, they just do something in me. So I just made a decision. I was going to do pediatrics.
All right. So on that pediatric note, let's take a break.
No one decides to go into debt. It creeps up on you.
Hey.
Slowly.
Ah!
Debt follows debt follows debt. Unless you do something about it. Face your debt problems before they cripple you. It's time to do something.
Broadcasting worldwide online 24/7.
It's Vuga Online, your inspiration radio station.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Healthcare Hour with Colleen Quist. Today we have two guests with us. We have got Dr. Londiwe and Dr. Mariki, who are both dentists and are both actually pediatric dentists. And they've been sharing with us as to their love for dentistry, but also their love for children and how they are specifically now specialized in pediatrics. So thank you, ladies. All right, so let's talk about people's fear of dentists. I'm sure that's no surprise to you that everyone thinks, not going to the dentist.
Yes, and I think a lot of that started when people were kids. You know, when years ago you had a difficult experience as a child, that definitely boils over to when you get older. Just want to say one thing about pediatric dentistry as a specialty. We're not a recognized specialty as of yet, but our committee has been working on this for many years. And in the next year or two, there will be a separate specialty, a new specialty in the medical world called pediatric dentistry. But we focus and we on kids. I think talking about fear, that is the one thing that, Londiwe can make it so much fun. She can tell you about it. We try and make the kids' first dental visit fun. If there's pain involved, then we try and mitigate it by, you know, there's lots of tips and tricks we can do. But that's basically why people are very fearful of the dentist. What do you say, Londiwe?
Absolutely, Mariki. And that is why Kids Dental Home was born, you know, which now will address the fear to say your kids don't have to be, they don't have to go through that fear ever again, you know. And so we're all about creating an experience for your child and really changing the status quo, what used to be. You know, now it's in a fun environment. So we, you know, what we're trying to achieve is to replace fear with fun. And that's what we are as Kids Dental Home.
And certainly for our listeners, I can attest to the fun. These ladies are normally dressed in bright, shiny kind of, I suppose we call them scrubs. And then also on various headgear, you know, like the little bobbing ladybird and the... Yes, so great fun. And you can see that they certainly have their heart in the right places and that they're caring for children. What you're also seeing as well is that when you work with the children and the children are enjoying it, it probably has a ripple effect into parents where we're undoing the trauma from their past. So thank you for that.
Yes, I think it does. Yes, I think it definitely helps because obviously if a parent is fearful, they do, their fear spills over to the child. So it's you're basically dealing with the parent and the child. And the moment the parent sees the child is relaxing, they relax as well. And then everything just goes much, much smoother.
Okay, so Mariki, you mentioned that the speciality of pediatric dentistry is not recognized at the moment, but that you are working towards. Do you then see as a speciality, would you then have to train directly with children or do you graduate from big mouths to smaller mouths?
Yes, well, I think it's important to know that it's going to be a full-on specialty, which will be a four-year registrar postgraduate course at all of the universities doing dentistry. People don't realize how specialized pediatric dentistry has become. It's really something that we need. We one of the only countries or one of the few countries who do not have it as a specialty. And it's really, there's a huge need out there for having people dealing, just like you say, from the big mouths to the little mouths. Kids are not just miniature adults. They are little ones, so kids. And we also work on their level. So there's a lot of psychology involved to be on the level where the child is. So, yes, it will be a very important specialty that will be added. And also it will be interdisciplinary. So we work with ENTs and we work with all pediatricians and all of the rest that's all focused on children.
All right, so I like the idea of the interdisciplinary. I believe medicine should not only be in silos. It needs to cross over to different disciplines, different specialities, because you then treat the patient as a whole. So that sounds really exciting.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, Dr. Lindiwe, how about sharing with us some misconceptions that people have about, well, children or dentistry, you know, children's teeth, dentistry. Yes.
I would say the biggest them of them all is I don't really need to treat my children's teeth because they're going to get another set. So there's no point of doing anything or of intervention, because anyway, why should I spend so much money and so much time on the teeth that are going to come out? And that's absolutely not true, because they need that baby set. The baby set, you know, is designed that it maintains space for the second set that is coming. So definitely they need to keep their teeth longer in the mouth to maintain space for the new set that is coming, which is permanent dentition.
And then would you also say that the baby teeth, if the baby teeth are rotten and not in great condition, that is not only, oh, well, never mind, but they also can affect the health of the whole child?
Absolutely. We've seen it many, many times, because what happens is, you know, it will then affect the child's general health in many ways. For starters, it's going to affect their diets. They'll start being picky, not eating certain foods. And obviously then it will affect, you know, their weight, their health in general, because they're not eating well. And also, you know, it's absenteeism from school. Then the teachers will tell you, you know, they're not as bubbly as before. But also not just that, also their self-esteem as well. You know, we've had parents coming and saying, you know, my child's self-esteem, you know, is quite low because of the teeth that are affected. So it's really a big, small teeth are a real big deal.
Small teeth in a small space? Yes. Okay. All right. And then before we go for a break, Mariki, any other misconceptions that are out there?
I think one might be that, you know, people are really think, I agree with Londiwe that that baby teeth are not important, but the other thing is diet, and people don't realize that when a baby is little, they need to first crawl and then walk and run faster. And it's the same with our muscles in our face muscles. If we don't give our kids things to chew, because often we see it's so much easier to feed your child baby, you know, mushy stuff and, you know, things that they don't chew. Not when they're little, of course, because then they can inhale, like let's say a carrot, for instance. But if they chew on a piece of biltong, just to let those muscles work. So the facial muscles has to work to be able to develop proper facial structure. And what we see very often now is breathing problems, because kids are not being told, or they're not being given fruit and vegetables and stuff to chew on. And that causes a blockage in the nasal passages, and there's huge problems with that, including ADHD and kids really just not sleeping well. And because they're not sleeping well, they can't act and, you know, have a normal life.
Okay. And obviously that then ripples into school. You know, your school results, if you've got a child who's doesn't have enough sleep, they're certainly we're going to see schoolwork being impacted as well.
Yes, they become sleep deprived. So, I mean, if you don't sleep well for a few days, just imagine how you feel. Kids need to grow. They need a good 8 to 10 hours of sleep to grow and to grow properly. So that is really a problem that where multidisciplinary function would come in with your ENT, your speech therapist, your psychologist, and the whole team trying to get this child to then become active and a happy little child again.
Okay, so on that encouraging point, let's pop out for a break.
Listen to this.
Up against the wall.
Took you long enough.
Spit him.
Whoa, that's a little rough.
Oh!
And now the same thing in pink.
Up against the wall.
Took you long enough.
Spit him.
Oh, that's a little rough. Ooh. Oh! Ooh. Mm.
If a color can make something sound kinky, imagine how it can make it look. Metal Paints, the right color matters. Visit metalpaints.co.za.
Broadcasting worldwide, online 24/7.
It's Vuga Online, your inspiration radio station.
Welcome back. You tuned to Healthcare Hour with Colleen Quist. I am joined in the studio today by two doctors, Dr. Londiwe and Dr. Mariki. They are both pediatric dentists, and they've just been sharing with us common misconceptions. You know, that we keep on saying, oh, you know, we got two sets of teeth, we don't have to look after the first set. And also to hear that if we don't allow our children to chew, their facial muscles are going to be rather lazy. When facial muscles don't work, children can experience breathing problems. Breathing problems means children don't sleep. Children who don't sleep don't do well at school. So it all has a ripple. But just as much as when you do look after teeth, it has a positive ripple. And so this is what the show is about, of saying, what can we do as parents? What can we do as healthcare practitioners to make sure that we impact the world positively, that we impact our children positively? So on that, let's talk about mobile dentistry, Londiwe. I remember as a child at school, along would come the mobile, well, I don't know, the dentist and the dentist nurse would sit there and sort of like look in each person's mouth. Is mobile dentistry different to what it was when I was a child?
I can definitely relate to that, Paulina. Also remember as a child, we used to call that van a Mama Colgate. We would say, there comes Mama Colgate.
Mama Colgate, okay.
Yeah. So I think we are, you know, Kids Dental Home is the Mama Colgate of this generation. And we're trying to put some spice to it, you know, because it starts just from there. But also, the idea also was born because, I mean, I'm a mother of three little children myself. So I understand how is it being a mother, trying to balance everything, being a professional, taking your child to a doctor. You know, there can only be, you know, enough time to do so much. And with that, you know, we saw a gap and say, you know what, how about we bring the services to the children while they're schooling? You know, it's going to save a lot. You know, in terms of you don't have to absent Colleen at your workplace because somebody is tending to your child while we are doing an interview. How amazing is that? So there was a whole idea to say, let's bring the dental services closer to the people, and it's gonna, you know, save time for the mommies because, you know, with everything that's happening, truly, there's just no time to be taking their children to a dentist or any other doctor for that matter. So we're just trying to bridge that gap. But also what happened was because the mobile came just around about the lockdown when it started, or rather just after it started. And there was a whole fear about going to the dentist or consulting for anything for that matter. So, you know, it was also a response also to that COVID-19 response. And we said, you know, we can come to you if you can come to us. So that's where we are using the mobile currently.
And for the mobile clinic, it's obviously not only going to school, it could go to a hall, it could come to the streets in a town.
Sorry, Colin, I missed that.
Okay, I was just saying that, so it could, instead of, you know, like in the olden days where it would go to the school, it's obviously possible also for your mobile clinic to come to a hall, for instance.
Absolutely. You know, we'll be quite flexible. And, but what is interesting is that, you know, we just not know that Mama Colgate, we just look at the teeth. We also do educational visits, you know, which is quite empowering, because now we can empower the child from a young age to really to take care of their teeth without mommy. So that's quite a, it's interesting that when the parents are not there, how they listen and how they're really receptive to the information. And we always get a feedback to say, after you guys left, they were singing, they were showing us. So it's really working at that level. So, it's, you know, it's like a primary intervention
at that level. So with that, you also bring in the entertainment side of it. In that, yes. It's fun, it's exciting. I can just see you two dancing there in your funny headgear yeah. and your beautiful colors.
Absolutely.
Yes. So you actually, you're allowing children to have a positive experience of dentistry, but also why should they look after their teeth? What's in it for them? So that's really good.
Yes. So that's the whole message. And like you say, you know, while the whole experience, you know, it's fun, but we get the message across. And, you know, so, and also they can, it's actually, they can relate fun and brushing. So it's just amazing. Then, you know, it's something that you can never, ever, ever forget because, you know, it was delivered in a fun way. So it's quite amazing.
Yeah. You know, thinking back to me standing in the line, which is a lot of years ago, I don't think I would have associated fun with it. It was all very serious. No one smiled. There were no laughs. There were no, well, besides yeah. maybe the boy behind you pulling your hair, you know, that was, yeah. So well done yeah. on that one. Okay. And then I'm also seeing as well that you have a concept of like a party mobile clinic.
Yeah, so it's so we have like a theme, you know, it's like one of we so we have like little themes that we really use, you know, to deliver the message of dental health to the little ones. And the tooth paper party is one of them. So, I mean, who doesn't like to be, you know, to go to a party? So already we prepared balloons and we blow balloons and, you know, we really bring the whole party atmosphere in the dental rooms, whether it's in the mobile or the actual rooms, but we just want to create that atmosphere, which is, you know, non-threatening atmosphere. So that's how the party, tooth party theme came about, which we absolutely love. And the kids just love it. You know, we dance and do all sort of things, but we'll get the work done. We'll get the tooth out. We'll get that feeling done. You know, so it's just amazing how the minds work, because when you think in a party, so all of a sudden we are relaxed, right? And so it's just easy to do the to get the work done because the atmosphere is conducive.
Okay. So certainly a different party theme. Parents out there, tooth party. Yes, it's time for something different.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
yeah,
so
not,
Ricky.
Not Mama Colgate anymore, Colleen. Yeah.
I think Colgate's going
Mama
to have
Colgate
to sponsor.
To a party thing.
All right, Mariki, you must have seen quite a bit of trauma or the ripple in little ones where, for instance, they stop smiling or they stop being part of a group because their teeth aren't good.
Yes, that's also what Londiwe mentioned, is the self-esteem of kids. And I mean, if you, it's not, kids are actually, as we all know, they're very straightforward and they will tell their friend that your teeth are ugly or you are ugly. And kids really can be very nasty to each other. And in that sense, it really, their self-esteem is really, it's a huge problem. Unfortunately, we see so many kids at a young age losing their teeth, or we see so many young kids having to walk with teeth that are really not good looking. And it definitely has a ripple effect. If kids get older, because their teeth were lost at a young age, the teeth become very skew. As we said in the beginning, if they are the baby teeth are the space keepers for the permanent teeth. And if they're not there, then the permanent teeth will have a big chance of coming up skew and awkward. And then again, teenagers, you know, they're forever then not smiling, not wanting to look at themselves and hating their teeth.
So here's a question. from a pediatric point of view, what age does pediatric go up to?
The basic age is up to the age of 16. So that's what we say pediatrics, that's where it ends, yeah.
And then suddenly you become an adult and there are no more balloons. Okay.
Wow, well, it depends. We still have fun, so I'm sure we can be arranged for teenagers as well.
Okay, so before we go off to our last break, Londiwa, tell us more about Kids Dental Home. Is it, where does the name come from?
Sure. So the name comes from, you know, it was actually designed, you know, on that removing fear part, as we already spoken. So such as the Kids Dental Home name, because we wanted to create that atmosphere where your kids can actually, you know, they can be home away from home. You don't really feel like you're at the dentist, you know. And whenever the parents walk into our rooms, they say it doesn't even feel or look like you're at the doctor's rooms. And that's, you know, and it's exactly that. We wanted to create that home away from home feeling where the kids can be themselves, they can touch everywhere, they can be at home and then be more relaxed, like at home, but we're getting the work done. So it's just a home away from home, basically.
You know, just to add to that, it's a very clever title because we have a scientific term that where we say that kids before the age of one need to find a dental home, which means that a baby before the age of one needs to find, needs to be seen by a pediatric dentist or dentist looking after kids and make that their dental home. So it's an actual scientific term as well that we use for a kid to grow up into a practice, as their dental home.
So it's very much like pediatrics then, where you have your pediatrician from day zero. And then you're living, you know, you're doing the journey with the child and obviously the parents too.
Very much. And even before birth, if you want, we can touch on that a little bit. I'm going to prenatal clinics and working with little babies, you know, newborns. And there's a huge field out there people need to be trained. And even before birth, we can start teaching our mommies what to do.
Right, so on that interesting about prenatal care of teeth, let's pop out for a break.
If you're enjoying this interruption and find the sound of my voice captivating, you may be experiencing extreme boredom. Try new, fast-acting Subaru Impreza in hatch or sedan, formulated with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Cure boredom fast with new Impreza.
VUGA Online Radio, your inspiration radio station.
Welcome back. You tuned to Healthcare Hour with Colleen Quist. Today we have two doctors, Dr. Londiwe and Dr. Mariki, who are both pediatric dentists. They've been sharing a wealth of information with us, but really about that we need to care for our children's teeth right from, it seems like, day one or even when you're still pregnant, Mariki.
Yes, that's for sure. Of course, we all know that when you're pregnant, you need to eat as healthily as possible. So that still counts for the teeth as well. It's just to teach parents that they need to look off the baby's mouth from the day baby was born. So we show them before the time on a little doll how to clean with gauze. And we have special gels that we use then to clean the baby's mouth, but even just clean it so that the baby gets used to their mouth being cleaned. And then from there on, of course, diet is important. Breastfeeding is very important, but there are certain conditions that we call tongue tie and lip tie. If a baby has that condition and the little lip isn't relieved, then they can't breastfeed properly. So that's where the postnatal care comes in, at the postnatal clinics, at the lactation nurses. That can be a huge problem for feeding. And then just teaching them from the beginning how to look after the kids' teeth and diet counseling and all those important things.
Okay, so we sure can see how it can be a whole speciality on its own, where sometimes I think as an outsider, you think, okay, a mouth and you have teeth. But we're not seeing how complex that is and how when you play a positive role, how it has a positive impact going down the line. You wanted to say, Lindiwe?
Yeah, just to add to what Mariki is saying, on the prenatal care of teeth and postnatal care, you know, Kids Dental Home is so much believe in multidisciplinary approach and in partnerships as well. And we've just recently secured a partnership with one of the baby clinics. So we can really make that impact now, you know, from early age. So we've just recently partnered with Parenthood Baby Clinic in Pretoria. And we go there and do their postnatal classes and educate the mommies and things like those. And that's where also we make a huge difference in also in the tongue ties and release education. So we really believe in multidisciplinary approach in patient care.
Okay, so a note there for antenatal and postnatal clinics, please include teeth.
Yes, for sure.
All right, so in closing, it's been quite fascinating, I must say. I'm feeling very relaxed. I feel as if I could go to the dentist. what take-home message would you like to share with our people listening, with our parents?
I think for me is the sooner you start, sooner, earliest, you know, you start taking your child to a dentist and preferably a pediatric dentist with a special interest in pediatric patients, the better for you as a parent. Because then
if you're enjoying this interruption and find the sound of my voice captivating, you may be experiencing extreme boredom.
Try new fast-acting Subaru Impreza in hatch or sedan, formulated with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Cure boredom fast with new Impreza.
The Africa Center for Work-Based Learning is a professional development center for professionals who aim to improve their professional standing. This means that the learning programs we run are more than just academic programs. They are work-based programs that focus on leveraging your current experience as a professional to build your overall profile. A year down the line, the Africa Center for Work-Based Learning is developing into a preferred center for professional development in Pretoria. With eight professional development faculties, including accounting, teaching, entrepreneurship, as well as IT, and many more. For more information, go to acwbl.org or dial +27 12 751 7608. The Africa Center for Work-Based Learning, where work is learning.
Is to make known that this is a preventable condition. And that we should really educate people on it and really focus on little ones. As Lundiwe said, start from little, very small.
Okay, so thank you very much, ladies. Thank you to Dr. Lundiwe Sibisi Maboya and Dr. Mariki Veekley. Thank you for coming to share your passion with us and also to educate us, to say that there are things that we can do. The earlier we do them, the better. And certainly we are going to reap the benefits going forward.
Thank you. It was amazing to be with you. And good luck to all the mommies and daddies out there with your little ones.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks for the invite, Colleen. We will see mommies and daddies in one of our rooms one of these days. We can't wait to welcome your little one. The Kids Dental Home. Welcome reception.
Definitely.
Thank you.